Yes, as a matter of fact, I sure as heck do. And, okay, I was mistaken. It's not Bentley, it's Brian. Good afternoon, Brian. No, the name here is Dave. I just needed a refresher. I didn't hear your call sign, but now I know your call sign, NABDR. But, anywho-how, yeah, I don't know. My opinion is I think it's a little bit heavier for the smoke today here. Heat and everything seems to be lightened up, but, if you ask me, it seems like it's a little bit heavier today, I think. I'm going to go take a look over the weekend here, see if I can detect where all these Canadian wildfires are at. I wonder if they've done anything different, like on a different strategy. Like are they just going to let the wildfires burn out unless it's approaching, you know, properties with human lives? So I'm just wondering if maybe that's why these past couple years we've been seeing this, because I was talking to my sister yesterday, and I said, when I was young, and I think we're probably all relatively around the same age, but even 10, 15 years ago, did this ever happen? I have never heard of this happen here before. Maybe out west, you know, they have a lot of wildfires, but never heard of it before. So I'm just wondering if, like, maybe Canada has done something different in, like, their wildfire fighting strategy.